Back here on Wildcat Insider, 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to join us. You can tweet questions or comments to the game, KMAN as well. John Kurtz with voice of the Cats, Wyatt Thompson here. K-State with a huge game coming up with Oklahoma State on Wednesday as they will try and get back off the schneid after a loss, and two losses that is, last week, but a loss most recently to Baylor. And I hesitate to totally call it a must-win game against Oklahoma State, but at this point in time for both teams, I think they would approach it like almost a must-win game. I mean, Oklahoma State, perhaps more than K-State with an 0-5 start, a home game against a team right now that's in the bottom part of the Big 12 Conference. But for K-State, I mean, you've got West Virginia staring you in the face. After that, it's a top-10 team. You've had struggles in close games. You've had struggles on the road. Both of those came to a boiling point against Texas Tech just here recently. I think another loss like that would be it would be hard. I mean, it's going to be hard to the psyche of this team if they're not able to get it. So just from that standpoint, I evaluate this as a very important game for both teams.
Absolutely. I think you said all the reasons why and said it well. From the Oklahoma State perspective, you know, when you're 0-5 in your home against a team that you think you can beat, you're going to be jacked up to play, and I think they will be. K-State, certainly, you know, after a couple of very difficult road wins, you wonder about, you know, what is their psyche going to be all about on the road, and can they find a way to win a tough road game? And I think if they can, maybe it reverses the fortunes a little bit. We were talking a while ago with the caller about, you know, where K-State basketball is. This is an interesting junction in this part of the season, no doubt about it. And I think you can go one way or another based on the next couple of 2 or 3 weeks, for sure. But it's probably true for everybody, but I think it's really true here in this particular case.
It just seems like a game, if you're going to be an NCAA tournament team, it's a game that you probably need to go get.
Sure.
If you boil it all down. And Oklahoma State, I think they got some people on the bandwagon early with the non-conference start that they had. I mean, they were pretty good outside of a blowout loss to North Carolina in Maui there for a while, but they've had fairly close games here in the Big 12, and I know injuries have been a factor for them as well. K-State knows all about that, but they haven't been totally healthy, so that has probably tripped them up some. But again, some of the names that you threw out there earlier with them, I mean, Forte's been around for a long time. Juwan Evans, I mean, he was a really, really good player last year in the Big 12.
Freshman of the year.
Yeah, I mean, just a stud right away in the league. And then Jeffrey Carroll's playing like a really nice player. They have some pieces, and particularly on offense. I mean, they have some games this year where they've really gotten out and scored.
They have. They're a team that loves to score. Let me look at their numbers here just to give everybody a little bit of a sense of what we're talking about here. This is a team that averages almost, about 80 points a game. They get after you. they're averaging 88.8 points a game, but they give up 79.2. They like to play at a fast pace. You look at Juwan Evans overall, 18.2 points per game. But I always like to look at the Big 12 numbers because I think it's important. Even though it's five games in, he's shooting basically 30% from the floor, Juwan Evans, in league play and averaging 13.8. That's a significant drop-off. But Jeffrey Carroll, pretty much going the other way, 16.8 on the year, 18.2 in conference play and shooting 60%. And he's made 7 of 15 threes. Good rebounder at 6.5 a game. That's what we were talking about earlier. He's one of those guys that makes them go. When he plays well, they're tough. Coach Underwood has also tried to get basically roughly four freshmen involved in this rotation. Sometimes it's been really good. Sometimes maybe not quite so good. But they are talented young guys, no doubt about it. They're not household names yet, but probably will be at some point. Looks to me like maybe the guy that's physically the most ready is Cameron McGriff. But he went to Allen Fieldhouse Saturday for the first time in his life and didn't score. He's probably not the first to do that, you know. So we'll see. But it's on the road. K-State traditionally hasn't. They haven't played bad there, necessarily. They've had a few, but not bad there. But it's hard to go in there, and it's a tough place to play. They had a really You know what? I was looking. I didn't remember this. Just looking through some notes. They were 12-20 Oklahoma State a year ago. That was their worst record in 29 seasons. Wow, that's crazy.
And to prove
shows you how pretty consistent they've been.
Well, to prove the point about playing in Gallagher IBA, K-State lost there last year when they were 12-20.
58-55, I remember it well.
That one stung. And, you know, even the year that Bruce Weber and this team won the Big 12 in his first season here in Manhattan, that was a game where they could have clinched the Big 12 outright by winning in Stillwater, and they lost a tough, close game there too. So even some instances where you'd think K-State would have the upper hand there, they just haven't here recently in Stillwater.
Well, if you just throw the Big 12 out and you look for a common opponent in the non-con, you're going to find one.
That'd be Maryland.
It's Maryland. Both teams with really tight, close losses. So kind of gives you a sense that this will probably be another tight, tough ball game.
So a chance to get over a couple of demons, the close games,
yeah,
and the road games on Wednesday at Oklahoma State. If you want to squeeze in a phone call, 537-1350, or tweet us at the game KMAN. We'll come back and wrap things up, including a big one tonight in the Big 12. You're listening to Wildcat Insider.